It's been a long time since we've gotten an email for a second date update like the one we got today.
Okay.
Really?
It's one of those dates that is just ridiculous.
Oh, gosh.
His name is Trevor. He's on the phone, and he wants to call a girl named Jessie. And, Trevor, I read your email. What is wrong with you?
What? What do you mean, what's wrong with me?
What are you doing?
What did he do? What did you do, Trevor?
Everything.
What's wrong?
Wait.
You did everything. What could you possibly do on a second date now that you've done what you've done, Trevor?
Oh.
What? I mean, that first date was perfect. That's what I do.
Oh, my gosh, Trevor.
Man, you got to hear what Trevor's date included. Go ahead, Trevor.
I'm excited.
I'll just give you the floor and let you tell everybody what you've gotten yourself into.
Okay. So I met this girl sort of randomly in the park, and I sort of walked up to her. She was reading a book that I recognized, and I introduced myself, and then I asked her if she wanted to go out. So I gave her this address to meet me, and we met in the countryside, and it was a hot air balloon.
Wait, what?
Whoa!
Okay, wait, did she know that that's what you were doing, or was she just randomly showing up at this address?
Well, she didn't know. Like, it was a surprise, you know?
Oh, yeah. What if she's scared of heights?
Yeah, and what she's driving out into, like, the country buyers just to an address to meet you? That's bold.
Yeah.
I mean, she knew it was safe. Nothing was going to happen.
Oh, my God. What was her reaction when she pulled up and saw a hot air balloon?
I mean, she sort of gasped and said, are we really doing this?
And wait, was it just a hot air balloon for just you two, or were you guys on a group thing like they do?
No, it was just us. It was just us.
Oh, you rented the whole thing.
Trevor.
It was like a whole trip over the countryside, and you could see everything.
What? Are you like taking your date ideas from The Bachelor?
Let's see, that's
something?
What I'm saying.
Like, dude,
that gets already too much, but there's more.
What else did you do, Trevor?
When we landed, I had rented out this castle.
Excuse me,
Where were you guys? London?
I was picturing the south of France, personally.
There are castles in America. You just, you know, if you have the means to rent a castle, then you go to a castle.
You just got an air balloon to them. That's
yeah, I guess that's just how you have to do it.
What did you rent the castle out for?
So here's where it got really good, right? We go into the castle, and I had hired a chef. He cooked us this meal. It was a big, like, 5-course meal. It was really romantic, right? There were candles and everything. It was a, you know, a big, long table. And there was music.
There was a talking candlestick. Beauty and the Beast.
It was really nice. And there was a violin player.
What? And, my God.
Dude.
Like a wedding,
what do
dude.
You do for a living, Trevor? Yes, my God.
Money.
Okay, so anyway, so we ate the meal.
No, Trevor, I want to know what you have to tell us.
Yeah.
You know, just pause like that. This date is ridiculous. What do you do for a living?
I mean, I don't want to talk about that right now. I want to talk about
Are you hiring?
Right?
Are you hiring? That's all I'm asking.
Right?
I don't know. Can you drive a hot air balloon? You know, I might think about hiring you then.
Dude, I'm down. It sounds like you probably pay me more than I get paid here, so I'm good.
Oh, man.
But slow down. You're, like, having this 12-course dinner inside a castle with a violin player and an orchestra.
Well, technically, there were two violin players. One was a cello player. But...
Okay. Oh. Well, details. Cool. Was she freaked out by this, or was she into it?
No, she seemed really into it. I mean, like, what kind of girl wouldn't be into that? I was going to sweep her off her feet, you know what I mean?
Yeah, you could have done that with just the hot air balloon ride.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
Let
one,
alone
Jubal.
The castle and the chef and the however many course meal and people playing stringed instruments.
Okay, but here's the thing. I don't meet a lot of girls who seem like they're amazing. They could be the right girl for me, you know what I mean? And so Jessie, she was that, right? So I got to sweep her off her feet. She was it, you know what I mean?
Wow.
Okay, so you liked her that much after just seeing her reading a book in the park.
When you know, you know.
Wow.
Okay, wait, hold
Damn,
on.
She could
Whoa.
Read.
Whoa. So, Trevor, what was the connection between you two? Because we've heard a lot of details about what you did on your date, but not a lot about, like, what it was like.
Well, I told you already. There was, like, the, you know, 5-course meal and the violin players. And that's what was going on.
No!
Trevor.
It's like chemistry.
Like, was there butterflies? Did you guys flirt?
Did you rent butterflies?
Yeah.
To have flown in.
Basically, yeah.
Well, I didn't think of that exactly. But, like, everything else, you know what I mean? There was, like, fancy silverware. You know what I mean?
Trevor!
You get it, bro.
No. Did you guys have any deeper connection?
Yeah, I mean, the conversation was great, but the views from the castle were great, too, and from the hot air balloon.
Okay.
She was loving it. I mean, we didn't talk about personal stuff all that much because there was so much going on around us, you know what I mean?
Yeah. I mean, how are you gonna talk about personal stuff when you got a cellist in your ear?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about, right?
And so if the date was so amazing, you did all this work, spent probably a lot of money, why do you think she's not calling you back?
I don't know. I mean, I invited her up to go up, you know, to the top of one of the turrets.
Mm-hmm.
Where you could see, it was in the middle of the day, so you could see everything.
Mm-hmm.
And she said no. And I thought maybe, you know what I mean? I wasn't going to make a move on her or anything. I just wanted her to see the view. But maybe she thought that was kind of creepy. I don't know.
Did you guys kiss?
No, we didn't kiss because, you know, I'm a gentleman.
Of course.
And I don't want to take things too fast.
Yeah, obviously
right.
not.
Yeah, no.
Yo, that wasn't too fast at all, Trevor.
Totally.
Yeah.
I think
we'll take it nice
a...
and slow. We'll
yeah.
start with a hot air balloon ride to a private castle with a 5-course meal and a band plan.
Oh, Trevor.
So no kiss. And have you heard anything from her since your elaborate date?
No, I haven't heard a word. And, you know, I called her a few times. I haven't heard back at all.
It may have been too much, you know?
Like, too much? Like, what do you mean too much?
You know, like, too much, too soon. You do this huge display.
I think Jose's right. I think you may have read what women want a little wrong. Like, yes, women want that. That sounds magical. But what they want more than anything is to get to know a really nice person who makes them feel special just talking.
Mm-hmm. Okay, but, like, I think if you saw the castle, you might feel differently.
Well, Trevor, that may be what women want. I know what I want. And if it doesn't work out for you, you could take me on these kind of trips. It'd be cool.
Let's do it.
All right.
Yeah.
Sweet.
Okay.
Perfect. Okay, bro date. We'll take a bro hot air balloon ride. Anyway, we'll play a song, come back, and then call her and get your second date update, okay?
All right.
All right, man. Hang on.